Lord, we praise you. Father, we thank you. This is your conference, and we bring Christ as our burned meal and peace offering. Father, we thank you for this time. We have only a few minutes left. The last point, who can read it to us? Loud and clear. The ultimate reward of the overcomers. The ultimate reward of the overcomers. Isn't that great? There is an ultimate reward. The Lord is so wonderful and faithful. If we today learn to overcome, you will not be having any loss. I don't want to say too many things. I just want to read a few verses from the Word of God. The Word of God is a true food. Matthew 19:27. Peter said to him, "See, we have left everything and followed you. What will we become? What will we receive?" This is a good question. What will we receive? There's a reward the Lord wants to give. And Jesus spoke to them, "Truly I say to you, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you have followed me, will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." This is Matthew 19:27-28. The Lord promised the apostles. Yeah? That they will sit on 12 thrones at the Lord's return. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a little bit. Hundredfold, and inherit eternal life. Is it worth it to overcome? Did you leave houses? You leave one house, you get 100 back. It says 100-fold. And the return of the Lord. Eli, you left the house. I'm still surprised that you did this. They lived so beautifully. The nicest corner of Germany. I was 2 times there, I thought. How beautiful is it here? Let's stay here. Then one day they say, "We go to Leinfelden." I said to Matthias, "Are you sure? Reconsider." It's worth it. Because we don't give it for a better job. Many people move because of their job. And they get a better job and then they move. They can do that. But when we, for the Lord and for the first love and for the overcoming, leave something, the Lord said, "You will receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life." What a reward. And many who are first will be last, and the last first. Praise the Lord for all who recently came. What a blessing. Maybe you think, oh, I'm just for 1 month in Zion. I don't know if I can make it. God's word says, the last will be the first. What a mercy. If we today decide to overcome, to walk on the Lord's way, you will receive 100-fold. Let me read to you another verse, Luke 19. The Lord speaks about His return. And He says there, He gave all His servants 1 pound. And 1 pound isn't that much. If you transfer it in today's currency, it's a couple of euros. 10 minas, it says. And He says, do business till I come. Verse 13, Luke 19, 13. Do business till I come with the 10 minas. Did you not receive something in this conference? Did you not receive a mina? What did the Lord say? Good that you have received so. Now go home and do business with it. Somebody told me a few days ago, the meeting was really good. Whether it's good will be manifested in 4 weeks. Whether we did business with it. Whether we used the word. And whether we became doers of the word. That's what matters. Do business till I come. And then the Lord, at His return, He said, bring all these servants and ask them what they did with the money. Verse 15, so it was when He returned, having received the kingdom, He then commanded these servants to whom He had given the money to be called to Him, that he, whether everyone believes in the Lord Jesus. What will the Lord wants to know of you? Do you believe in Jesus? Is that what He wants to know? No, He says, what everyone has gained. The Lord will say, hey, you heard in the summer conference about overcoming. Now, what did you overcome? What did you gain? How much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. Isn't that great? What the Lord gave. It's very fruitful, very productive. There's so much substance in it. If you use it and do business, you can bear fruit 160 and 30-fold. The Word of God is full of power. It earned 10 minas. And He said to him, well done, good servant. Because you were faithful in a very little. In a little, He was faithful. The Lord does not want so much from us. But that what He spoke to you and me to overcome, that's what He wants. Because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. Over 10 cities. You invest 1 mina. And at the return, you rule over 10 cities. How much can you buy with 1 mina? Let's say 10 to 15 euros. Or with 10 minas. You cannot even buy a good tent. But if you invest this for my kingdom, then at the Lord's return, you will have power over 10 cities. Isn't that wonderful? That shows the ultimate reward of Christ for the overcomers. If we are faithful today, and this last stretch we overcome, we are allowed to reign with Christ 1,000 years. Isn't that a great reward? In the 1,000 years kingdom, to sit with Him on His throne. In Revelation 2:26. Revelation 2:26. He who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he will rule over them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessels, as I also have received from my Father. Isn't that wonderful? If you overcome today, you as a reward get an iron rod. And the Lord will tell you, Adam, reign over Pfullingen. Reign over Reutlingen. Rule over Reutlingen. And when they're evil and do not obey you and do not move to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast, send a hailstorm to Reutlingen, that they all get stuck in the ice. That's not a joke. That's what it says in Zechariah. If the people do not obey, it won't rain. Or another punishment will come from the Lord in 1,000 years kingdom. What a reward. Praise the Lord. What a vision we have. What an outlook. Revelation 5, verse 10. And have made us kings and priests to our God. And they shall reign on the earth. And they shall reign on the earth. That's our future. Don't think we're such a small future. And somewhere in the Lord's return, we will have nothing to do. No, there's a lot to do. The headline of the conference is, He who overcomes will inherit all things. So God will, His whole inheritance, His whole possession, His whole universe, He will share to the overcomers. And the overcomers have to administrate the whole universe, mainly the earth, but it's the whole universe for 1,000 years and then into eternity. What a vision, what an outlook. Does it really matter what price we pay today? And they shall reign on the earth. The Lord wants to give us this earth as inheritance. How wonderful. Psalm 149. Psalm 149 from verse 5. The saints shall praise in glory and on their beds sing aloud. God's high praise be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind the kings with chains and the nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. Dishonor have all His saints. Praise the Lord. Psalm 149, 5-9. Such honor will have all His saints. Isn't that an honor when the Lord comes and says, well done, you good and faithful servant. You can reign with Christ 1,000 years. What a great and wonderful future. And we live in a time when the Lord comes back very soon. This time of ruling in the 1,000 years kingdom can start very soon. And when today we overcome, the Lord will consider us worthy to reach this goal with Him. Hallelujah. If you then, it's not like today when you watch the news and you think, how terrible are these presidents of the world, the rulers of the world. And this time then you can get your chain. You can go and get your chain. You, president, come here. You, ruler, come here. Here are your handcuffs. Iron chains and fetters for you. Go to prison. Go to the prison. And if you have not yet learned, then I get my iron rod. And then I will smash this vessel. Now are you not joyful to do this? I know you're not really convinced. Are you overcome, Yoni? Are you convinced, Jonathan? Let's read it once again. Let's read Psalm 149. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Oh, we like that. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. To execute vengeance on the nations, punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. Do not think, oh no, I'm not qualified for that. No, the Lord said, this honor have all His saints. The Lord wants to give you this honor. It's an honor. And if today we are faithful and overcome, this great honor will be our part. Let's read Revelation 21:7 and enjoy it all together. Revelation 21:7. What a wonderful word. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. And he shall be my son. Hallelujah. What a glorious future. And what an ultimate reward for the overcomers. You will inherit everything. Isn't that glorious? So let us in this last time become mature, that we become qualified heirs to really receive this inheritance rightfully. And when the time comes, He will call the first fruits to Him. And for 3.5 years, be with the Lord before the throne, where the Lord will train us, equip us, and prepare us for the 1,000 years that follow after, that we have much to do. Oh, what will we do 3.5 years with the Lord up there before the throne? On the heavenly Mount Zion, there's much to do. Don't you think you have much to learn how to rule in the 1,000 years kingdom? The Lord also trained His disciples for 3.5 years. And then He let them go. And through them, He did His work. In the same way, we want to use a time today as a time to prepare for the return of the Lord. Hallelujah, what a wonderful, glorious future. We can only say it like Psalm 149 at the end. Praise the Lord. And no surprise, 150, the last Psalm, is a result of that, what 149 says. Praise be to God. We read Psalm 150 together. Huh? Psalm 150 all together. Let's rise up for it. Psalm 150. Yeah. Everyone can rise up and read. Amen. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with a lute and harp. Praise Him with a timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Too wonderful. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hey, das war der Markus. Markus. Das war der Manfred aus Zürich. Lord Jesus, we praise you.